Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat open at 9:64, up 10 and a quarter on the open. July, 9:75, up 8. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat open at 9:07, up 13 and a half on the open. July, 9:20, up 9 1/2. September, 9:34, up 10. December, 9:49, up 11. March of 2009, 9:53, up 2 on the open. May corn opened at 5:89 1/2, up 5 1/4 on the open. July, 6:05 1/2, up 8. September, 6:12 1/2, up 7. December, 6:14, up 10. March of 2009, 6:23, up 8 1/4 on the open. May beans opened at 13:57, up 24 1/2 on the open. July, 13:68, up 18 3/4. August, 13:70, up 32. November, 12:73, up 10 1/2. January of 2009, 12:93, up 17. March, 12:98, up 12 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3:48, up 3:50 on the open. July, 3:52.50, up 4:20. May soybean oil opened at 61.50, up 1.56 on the open. July, 61.90, up 1.21. April live cattle opened at 88.30, down 40 on the open. June, 89.65, down 12 1/2. April feeders opened at 99.20, down 30 on the open. May, 102.50, down 55. April lean hogs open at 58.75, down 20 on the open. May, 69.70, down 7 1/2. And May bellies open at 77.37 1/2, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A little bit firmer today in both corn and beans. Any particular reason why?
Well, it's just a combination of things. On idea that maybe last Friday's sell-off was a little bit much, and corn was able to hold the $12 bench, or not $12, but $6 benchmark there, basis December futures. And then, too, we're seeing a little frost freeze concern here in the U.S. in the wheat belt, frost freeze concerns in the southern hemisphere with some beans. We saw exports pick up a little bit. We sold 116,000 tons of corn to unknown, 50,000 tons of corn to South Korea for this marketing year and next marketing year. So, fundamental news is getting positive. Also, too, weather-wise, the southern hemisphere, Brazil's starting to see some wet conditions, and that's slowing the harvest activity. But, too, here, domestic-wise, in the heart of the corn and bean belt, weather continues to be the dominant factor, where the weatherman's getting most of the play here, will for the next few weeks, with somewhat of a dry forecast here for the next several days. But as the old story goes, as we go into the weekend, they're looking for another round of moisture. Our particular weather guy is looking for a quarter to three-quarters, 75% coverage is coming Friday, Saturday. Then next Monday, Tuesday, a little bit dry for a few days, but the middle of next week, another round of a rain event. So it seems like we're getting some two-, three-, four-day windows of open weather, possibly warmer, drier conditions, but follow for possibility of some more rain. So as we move into late April here, the trade is going to become a little bit more concerned. This afternoon's planting progress expected to show corn planting is about 2-3% complete, and typically here by this time we're about 6% complete as a nation, Dave.
So all that adds up, it seems to me, to a choppy trade over the next week or two.
Volatile trade, yes. You know, as long as we keep the planters parked in the shed in here, we could probably see the corn market especially remain somewhat firm. But the first hint of planting progress taking place in here, we could barely easily see the market erode to the downside quite rapidly.
So selling pressure there to the tune of about what, would you think?
Well, when you look at the overall big picture, if we were to take December 08 corn futures below $6, we could drop 20 to 25 cents down to that 585.75 area fairly quickly. But I would imagine there'd be pretty good support there, as the trade's not going to really pressure a whole lot until we actually see the corn crop in the ground and up and growing in good conditions.
Do soybeans fall in, along and in sympathy with corn, or does it delay a few more days waiting to see how the corn plant goes?
Well, beans are sort of doing their own thing at the present time. You know, weather concerns in the southern hemisphere, that's going to play. Concerns that the southern hemisphere will have problems getting the harvest beans out of the country with possible strikes. And so I think beans are sort of, they'll follow suit somewhat, but they're starting to trade their own fundamentals somewhat. Longer term, November beans, the trade's looking for this $13 benchmark to sort of be a swing point. So the real challenge this week in November beans will be 13, 1309.
This rally has been led in part by veggie oil. How do you feel about veggie oil rallies in general?
Well, strong. I mean, it's fallen world vegetable oil demand. We've seen China come forward and gather some more coverage. Crude oil pushing $111 a barrel. So as long as world energy values stay strong, look for the world vegetable market to stay strong, too. So those markets will go hand in hand. If crude oil would back down below $100 a barrel, you probably cap the world vegetable oil market too.
Wheat, an interesting trade overnight. Chicago July broke below $9 for the first time in a couple of months, broke below its 100-day moving average, managed to claw its way above both of those benchmarks by the time trade closed. At the moment, the May at 595.5, the July at 908, down 2.5. What do you make of this wheat market, and is it beginning to set itself up, do you think, for another leg down over the next 30 days?
Well, the trend's down. The momentum indicators are down. You're below the moving averages. Wheat's probably going to struggle here unless we run into a real hard frost freeze in the areas where the wheat crop's greening up, starting to get some growth and development to it. Also, too, we need to see wheat sales pick up. When you look at the big picture in here, we're going to see wheat harvest in the far south be here before we know it. So I think the trade's going to be faced with some negative news here for some time. Then plus, too, I believe the trade's going to buy corn, sell wheat, buy beans, sell wheat on the spread.
All right. Before I let you go, your best piece of advice today for producers looking to make sales?
Well, from a producer point of view, I think you got to respect the seasonal tendency for the market to drift lower here if there's real no weather fear. And as a producer, I would be making some catch-up sales or some hedging positions on the books here on some strength. The idea, if we go ahead and get this crop in the ground, there's no real weather concerns that we could be subject to some downside pressure as we go into the 1st of June.
Give us your most attractive put option at the moment.
Well, we feel that these bean puts could be bought fairly reasonable. We feel you can probably get some pretty good bang for your dollar on the bean put options. We feel that's the play here for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He's the senior analyst there. In Normal, Illinois, let's look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City, 949, down 4.75. July, 955, down 1, make it down 12. May wheat at the Board of Trade at 895.5, down 1. July, 907, down 3.5. December, 935, down 3. May corn, 589.75, up 5.5. July, 602.5, up 5. September 6, 12 and a half, up 5. December 6, 10 and 3 quarters, up 6 and 3 quarters. May beans, 13.64 and a half, up 32. July, 13.81, up 31 and 3 quarters. August, 13.70, up 32. November, 12.77 and a half, up 15. May soybean meal, 3.48, up 3.50. May soybean oil, 61.18, up 1.24. Mike Sola tells us that freeze watches and warnings have been issued for Monday night and Tuesday morning for central Indiana and southern sections. Today in the south, mostly cloudy with a few brief showers and sprinkles early, then partly sunny elsewhere, becoming mostly sunny. Highs of 43 to 54 tonight, mostly clear. Lows of 25 to 34. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs ranging from 57 in northeastern Indiana to 66 degrees in western Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.